Okay. Next report is from the Governance Committee. Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So the Governance Committee took up the motion to refer by the PNB on attendance. We postponed it, I believe, to the next Governance Committee meeting, which is December 16th at 8:30 Eastern Time. Following the PNB Governance Committee Bylaws Revision Subcommittee will meet Thursday, December 10th, 2020 at 8:30 Eastern Time. And that subcommittee is convened by Beth Van Gutten, the chair of the KPFK LSB, and we will be focusing in on the scope of the work that we have to do in regards to the bylaws. That is the extent of my report, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. Are there any questions from anybody?
I have a question for John Tatum.
John, go ahead.
Lawrence, is there any report from your meeting with Mike Swift?
Thank you, John. I completely forgot that because I haven't received the notes. That's why I didn't submit the report. But John Tatum and an individual named Michael Swift did a presentation on the opportunity to revise our bylaws through a engaging in a contract, and that was discussed at for about 30 minutes. The committee also informed both Mr. Tatum and Michael Swift that at this point we couldn't entertain it, but we will be discussing it in the bylaw subcommittee. So that's the extent of the governance report. Did I miss anything, John?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Should I go to personnel, Chair?
Are there any other questions? Are there any other questions?
Okay, let's go to the next item, then. That's the report of the Personnel Committee. Lawrence, it's you again.
Whoa. Thank you, Chair. This
we're having some serious interference here.
Serious interference. Okay, I don't hear it now. So the Personnel Committee met. We had a extended conversation as in regards to suspending the ED search. At this time, there's a motion due to the lack of funds. The Personnel Committee recommends that the ED search be suspended at this time. So that's the motion, and that's essentially the report out of the Personnel Committee. We did meet in the executive session because we discussed various personnel individuals. So that's the motion that came out of the Personnel Committee. And I must say that the motion, I believe, passed with 5-3-1 abstention. So there's a motion on the floor.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, so I would recommend, having been in this position for a while for the second time, that and this situation is way different than it was in 17 when there was a full staff at one place. But anyway, that before starting the next search, that you also create a budget. And a budget that needs to include, at the very least, like an assistant, and create that part of your financial budget for that position. It's not reasonable to expect an incoming executive director to do all this, especially if they are not familiar with Pacifica. So just keep that in mind as well, and start maybe putting aside something in a special fund for this or something like that so that it does become a reality. I'm also recommending that for the loan interest stuff. But Nevertheless, there you go.
Thank you, Lydia. Can I answer, Chair, real quick? Just provide some brief information. Thank you, Lydia. We understand that the Personnel Committee is going to probably be reconstituted in the new term. But your points are well taken. Thank you.
James for the stack.
Robin, like to,
Robin for the
stack. I would like to say something on this. I would offer that this motion be amended to say instead of suspending the search, that we defer the search until the 2021 Personnel Committee has a chance to review the situation.
Okay, now we recognize that. I will second that amendment, Chair.
But basically, the same thing.
Stack here. Wait a minute.
Okay, I am taking a stack. And who is?
Okay, Dwayne did a stack.
Dwayne, who else?
James.
Robin, who else?
James.
Anybody else?
Okay, Dwayne, go ahead.
Okay, well, try to be brief. Because if you agree with what Alex just amended the motion to do, it's already possible, given that the motion is to suspend. So if the new group that comes in, the new seated Personnel Committee or the new TMB decides that it wants to reactivate, it's not necessary to add another layer on this motion if you agree in theory with the purpose for it. So I would say that the amendment is unnecessary because you already have the authority to reconvene to start continue the process to undo this motion, and that's my thought.
Okay, Robin?
Yes, we have spent almost 5 months doing this process. We didn't really have any money when we started it, any more than we have money now. We had Livingston do all this work, all these people applied, and we're throwing it, you know, down the drain. What are all these people going to be informed? That we're just in limbo, that we're not going to address this? We need an executive director to lead. You know, having Lydia work for free is, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. To have a multi-million-dollar foundation, can anyone hear me? This sound is terrible.
Yeah, we hear you, Ron.
We can very well.
Anyway, I just think it's crazy to spend this. We need to keep looking. If we don't have the money, we need to raise the money so that we can pay an executive director. You can't operate a foundation on this size with just volunteers. I mean, Lydia showed all the things that's on her plate. I mean, it's crazy. So I'm against suspending this, and I don't think we should endorse this resolution at all. I think the process of interviewing needs to continue, and we need to raise the money to pay an executive director.
Lawrence to the Spectre. Can I respond?
Okay, James?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Excuse me, Alex. I mean, Lawrence. I just want to – I'm sure this has already been worked out privately, perhaps, but I just want to ask Lydia. I mean, this presupposes that Lydia is – willing to go on receiving the exorbitant high salary that we're paying her, which is a sarcastic remark, meaning zero, and continuing to do what she's doing on our behalf with no compensation, you know, perhaps indefinitely, but at least for a period of time. So I just wanted to hear Lydia chime in on how she feels about it. Thank you.
Okay, so I am willing to do this, and it is full-time for me, by the way. So anyway, and for a time, just for a time, which I think that when the new board is seated, that there should be some serious thinking again regarding budgetary issues, right? I had proposed at the beginning of this year to take it unit by unit. One of those units is we're eventually going to get to the national office, and that budget that needs to exist for someone to come in. Previous executive directors have had an entire department, a county department, at the place that they are functioning as well, which makes a difference. We're now having an executive director in one time zone and the accounting department in another time zone, and you have to mail everything or scan everything, or, you know, it's an inordinate amount of work when you don't have other staff, which all executive directors have had in the past. So that's one. That's what I'm saying about the budget. Having said that, part of what we, including myself, have been doing this year is to try to cut back on the expenses at various stations, in particular the ones that are in trouble, the one that is most in trouble, and we're working our way through that. As you know, I'm on weekly meetings with SAG-AFTRA here at KPFA, and we work through a lot of that. So hopefully our budget will look a little bit better next year for the board to allocate sufficient funds for, as I said, an executive director and an assistant, so you have an actual working entity, because no one else is going to do what I have been doing, so which is working way beyond full time. And so, and that's with the knowledge. I know where to look, where to go for information, and so forth. Someone that comes in with no background whatsoever is really going to need some assistance that goes beyond. So you have to schedule the budget. So am I willing to stay on for a time? Hopefully not for a year. So you have to work a little bit faster than this year. But to that point, this board has done extremely well in this regard. If you continue to support your executive director coming in, as you have me, which means when I have come, especially at the beginning of the year, with things that I needed motion for in order just to get the basic things done, this board was extremely cooperative in that regard. There's so much outdated mechanisms. I am putting in place something in place that has passwords and codes of anything that I'm signed on to, so you don't have to go through what I have gone through to find out how to get access to XYZ. So all of that is in place with an eye to bringing someone in next year. Okay, but to stay on for a few months till you find someone, absolutely, I'm willing to do that for Pacifica.
Chair, this is Dwayne Ron.
Am I still on the stack, Chair?
Dwayne, that there is a terrible echo. I don't know what to do about it.
Well, I think if we dial out, if we hang up and I'll call back in, we may be able to clear it.
Please, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Chair, can I respond to some of the concerns?
You're on the stack.
Okay.
Chair, this is Paulina with a point of personal privilege.
Paulina?
I am getting a terrible migraine.
Terrible migraine.
Because of the noise. I have tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, and it's affecting me very much. I might not be able to continue on this call for much longer. Thank you.
Okay. Let me ask you, do we want to try to hang up and call back?
Chair, this is Nancy.
Chair, can I respond to some of the questions?
I have a suggestion.
What is your suggestion, Nancy?
I can set up a Zoom meeting immediately, and we get on a Zoom meeting, and then have that. Someone call into it so that it is streamed, the rest of the way for the meeting, for the rest of the meeting?
Is that doable?
I think we're going to lose the people on the screen, sir. We got us far many people on the screen.
Well, we can have whoever streams the meeting, they call
isn't
in.
Isn't that Paulina who just left?
I haven't left yet.
Okay.
Paulina, is that doable, what Nancy just proposed? Would you be able to stream a meeting?
I would rather suggest it would be easier if we all hung up and called back in on the same line and we could get a better line. That would be much easier than getting on a different call and trying to get the line. Thank you. That way I don't have to restart anything. It restarts itself.
Don't move.
Let's do that. Let's hang up and call back in. What time is it now? It's 10:55. Call back in. Do you want to take a break while we do this? Let's call back in by...
No, let's not take a break, please. Let's continue with the business. Let's not take a break.
Yeah. Call back.
Let's call back down.
Hang up and call back in the next 2 minutes. Same number.
Thank you.
Marianne, I'll call you.
Thank you.
Sounds
Hello?
Better. Yeah,
Hello?
Sounds better so
Hello?
Far.
So far, it does
sound
better. Yeah, it does.
Yes, we could have done this an hour.
It's a painful call.
thank you, Duane, for the suggestion.
Okay, how's it sound?
Better.
Far better.
Okay.
Hello, I'm here.
Tom's here also.
John is here.
Okay.
Sounds better already.
Well, let's not get too excited.
So, yeah, don't count the chickens yet.
Is this one of the forms of torture that the CIA does?
Yeah,
I'm sure it is. I'm sure they're trying to emulate PNB meetings. That's what they're trying to do.
Hi, this is Paulina. I'm ready. Hi, everybody. This is Paulina. I'm ready to restart the stream.
Okay, restart it.
Okay, we're live again.
Okay, I think, Lawrence, you wanted to speak?
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, we conducted this search, and Tom Livingston did inform the applicants of that the position had possibly be suspended. Now, I hear a lot of one of my colleagues that's on the committee that, you know, we should raise the money, but yet he has known that we have not had the money, and yet he has not put forth a plan on how to raise money to fund this position. So
You know, I think it's disingenuous to make a statement like that when you haven't put forth a plan, and to that matter, you haven't even put forth a plan as to how we're going to pay back the loan. Please mute yourself. So, you know, the fact of the matter is that we have no money. We have no money. We can barely make payroll in some of the stations. And yet, I have a colleague that's completely obsessed with wanting to put somebody in a position that is unfunded, there's no funding for it. So, again, put your money where your mouth is and come up with a plan where we could raise the money to fund this position. If not, please defer. Thank you. And so that's all I wanted to say. And I think, you know, we should take Lydia's comments to heart in regards to, you know, what it is that we have to do to save money for a rainy day and fund this position. I appreciate all the work that Lydia does. You know, and I'm not a hypocrite about it. She works hard because she cares. Like I said at the committee when that was questioned, I said she cares about this foundation, and that's why she is willing to continue to help us out. And I just want to say thank you to Lydia, and I'd like to also thank everybody else on this board that puts in work, because you have 20% of the board doing 80% of the work of some that are not doing none of the work, other than doing lip service. And I'm tired of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Dwayne Lark asked to be on the stack earlier.
Tom, with a point of information.
Aleph, I think you muted.
Oh, I was muted. I'm sorry. Tom had a point of information.
Yes, did we get our recording secretary reconnected?
I hope so.
I'm here, Tom.
That covers it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so I heard Dwayne wanted to be on the stack. I believe Robin...
And I believe Ralph, I suggested this first, and I haven't heard my name mentioned to be on the stack. Please.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you,
yeah,
Ralph.
He should go first. He hasn't spoken.
Put you on the stack. Ralph, you haven't spoken yet, so go ahead.
Yes. Now, I'm a new guy on this Pacifica board, but I've noticed there's a certain consistency in conduct whenever an intelligent conclusion, an intelligent solution is suggested. Instantly, there's a delay suggested. Let us wait. Let us do nothing. Let us procrastinate. And anybody who's read Dickens understands that procrastination is a thief of time and destructive organization to get something done. Lydia has made. Can I finish? May I finish?
Yeah.
Lydia has made a constructive suggestion that will bring to conclusion temporarily the situation that we've been playing with or been involved with for months. And I think that in respect the work that she has done, she has earned our understanding and consideration of the request that she's made. This is intelligent. This
brings things to a conclusion, cleans things up so that we may begin again. And to deny this is to deny organization, is to deny success, and is to deny respect for successful work. Thank you. I listen very patiently to what others had to say, and I consider what others had to say as a person involved in desiring success for Pacifica. And I merely ask the same from others. Thank you.
Okay. I heard Dwayne. Who else wants to be on the stack? Robin, did you want to be on the stack again? Okay, go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, thank
Robin
you, Mr. Chair. I would point out that I'm glad Lydia made the comments that she made with respect to her focus, because one of our members of the personnel committee was trying to say that she was doing this as a part-time job. And I knew for a fact that she was doing it more than a full-time job. So I'm glad she put that out in the open so that person can't repeat that misinformation anymore. Secondly, the very member that says we should push this forward is the very member that complains about the foundation borrowing money from the entity that he represents because the foundation don't have enough money to pay its bills from time to time. And that very individual and others perhaps do not consider that we don't have $100,000 plus to pay an executive director because we've been getting the privilege and the advantage of a very able person to do the job for free, and we still can't pay our bills. So this conversation is really a waste of time because there's no question that we don't have the money. And then to say that we spent 5 months doing what we probably shouldn't have started in the first place, because I knew we didn't have the money when we started. But we thought the only reason I went along with it and spent all this time in the various committees that I am part of, including personnel, was because it was hopeful that we would get idle money that would have been able to be utilized for such purpose, among other things. When that was foreclosed on, there was an inalienable position that we simply shouldn't be giving a person the impression we got the money to pay them, and we do have a station doing that right now, wanting to hire someone and barely paying the two or three people that we have on staff now. And not telling them that. So, in closing, members, this is not a political decision. This is a fiscal decision. The next board and the next personnel committee, should they find the money, should they create a budget as the ID has suggested and identify the money, then we've got everything in place to reactivate and probably spend less than a month or two to find, approve, suggest nominees or finalists for the position. But right now, it just simply doesn't make sense to continue this process. Thank you for your indulgence. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I yield back.
Okay, so I want to make the amendment I offer on the floor. First of all, I agree with the concern Lawrence expressed as to the lack of revenue for the position, and it's certainly the case. I also agree with Lydia's point. I think my amendment, the reason for it is so that if and when we do, our situation does change, and hopefully that could happen in the next 2 or 3 months, that we will hit the ground running and we will not lose the work Livingston Associates already did for us. I'm concerned with that. I would like to
I would like to leverage the work that Livingston and Associates did for us. So that's why I would rather say that we're deferring this issue instead of suspending it. Deferring it to me just sounds a little better, and I think it should be the responsibility of the next personnel committee to get into this and review the whole situation.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Okay. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with what Alex just said. That was actually my primary concern, that that we would lose all the progress and effort, which was largely paid for previously, since Livingston volunteered to do the second search once the ED that he originally selected was dismissed. And so, yeah, I would welcome the amendment to the motion, and I hope everybody will support it. Thank you.
Excuse me. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hello?
This is James.
James, go ahead.
This is a request for information from anybody who may have it. Did Livingston agree? I mean, has anybody discussed the notion with Livingston that we might suspend, or any other adjective you want to use for what we're doing? If they'll stay with us for the as part of their agreement to do a second round if the first didn't work out?
Chair, can I answer that?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. James, good question. I did speak to Mr. Livingston the day after our meeting, and I told him that I will get back to him, but that we were suspending with the amendment. I support the amendment in regard to deferring. After we vote on this motion, I will call Mr. Livingston tomorrow morning and let him know of our intention.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Chair, can I ask Lawrence Ray a question?
Can I have a follow-up, please, Chair?
Okay, wait. Well, James, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Lawrence if he specifically asked Livingston if we, delay this, is he going to stay with us in pursuing it at a later time? Did you ask him that yet? If I could, I'd like to know that before I vote, but just if you happen to know.
He said, what he said to me was, to let him know, and that we will have a conversation there, and I will report back to the board in regards to that. But I specifically will bring up that point, James.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Mr. Chair, this is Dwayne Lark. I have some information that I think should be disclosed at this point with respect to this process.
Hold on. I think there was a question. There was another question from Chris Corey. Is that right? No?
Yes, Chair, okay. It was the same as James' question, so that's fine. It's covered.
Oh, okay. Dwayne, go ahead.
Okay, I think it's important to note that, number one, there was a date certain of a close of announcement of the 15th of December. I think that's important to note. It's also important to note that Livingston and Associates has not done an extensive amount of work other than putting out the notices. And there's been no interview. That's largely going to be on the personnel committee. And those names that have already been available and submitted, given employment situations that exist now, whether it's a month, 2 months, or 3 months, those individuals very well could be contacted, even if he doesn't get another name. But it's possible that people will continue to send in their resumes to Livingston and Associates. That's not laborious for them, to James' question or James' concern. And so I think this process basically was supposed to stop on the 15th of November by our own announcement. And in my honest opinion, we had a limited amount of applicants that were qualified. Given this is my second time around in this process at the PNB level, and my third time around with respect to local level, So I don't think there's a lot of hope there. I don't think there's a lot of concern that Livingston, Tom Livingston, would have with respect to the accident with Patriots, because there's no skin off his back.
Okay.
Chair, provide some information, Chair, in regards to Dwayne's point. We are within the we voted on November the 2nd at the Personnel Committee to suspend, defer, whatever we come up with the search. So we did stay within that sunset.
Ralph here, by me.
Nancy has a question.
Okay.
Ralph keeps trying to be heard.
I asked for a request for information.
I'm not sure who's asking for what at this point. Nancy, you had a question?
Oh, okay. I'll go after Ralph.
Ralph, go ahead.
Yes. When we talk about respect for a person's energy, there's a problem here. Livingston and Associates is being paid. Lydia isn't. Where's the respect? Thank you.
Sean has a request for information.
Sean, what is your request?
Okay. On the revised motion that you put forward, does that need to be made by a member of this board and seconded?
I think I'm allowed to make a motion myself. Let's check with Mr. Tatum on that.
Yes, the chair is allowed to have everyone at the board.
And
the chair can make motions, vote on motions, second motions, vote.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. So was your motion seconded? Was your motion seconded, Alex?
I don't know.
I seconded, John.
Okay.
Here's an amendment.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, let's just go to a vote. Somebody else wanted to say something?
No, I just wanted the clarification on, so the date of the 15th of December was the date we stopped taking applications, right? Not, we don't, there's no date for when this process ended, is there?
The posting, I'm sorry, Chair, can I respond?
Sure, go ahead.
Nancy, I believe that was Nancy. The posting was supposed to sunset on November the 15th. We put the motion in on the November 2nd meeting. The closure date is December 15th, as Mr. Lott said.
The closure of what? The accepting applications? Is that,
no,
that's my question.
The closure of No, actually, we were supposed to start interviews on the 15th. So the closure of the posting date was November 15th.
I see.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, let's just go to a vote. Before we do that, let me ask if there's any objection to the amendment. Okay, then the amendment passes, and now let's go to the main motion as amended.
Can the recording secretary read the motion, Chair, as amended?
Marianne, are you able to read the motion as amended?
Okay, can you hear me? Let's see. Where did the motion go? uh,
I'm trying to find the motion. Let's see.
Okay, well, I can maybe help you.
This is Nancy. It's in the agenda.
Yeah, let me read it for you. This
due
is
to lack of funds, personnel committee recommends that the ED search be, and the word here is suspended, and the amendment is that it be deferred. I believe.
Deferred until such time as the 2020 personnel committee has a chance to review the situation.
You mean 2021, Alex?
2021 personnel committee. Would you give me the rest? Okay, deferred until the 2021 personnel committee
has a chance to review the situation.
To review the situation. Got it.
Okay, so that's what we're voting on now. Are there any objections as amended? Okay, great. That passes. Next report is Mamming. I don't know who that is. Does anybody have a report?
Did you say programming?
Yes.
I am on the committee. The chair of the committee, Nancy Saibara Naritomi, just forwarded me a motion that was passed by the programming committee, and I forwarded it to the full board. It's a simple motion, but if the board thinks that this is not the right time to bring it up because we're bringing it late, do let me know. The programming committee meets on a biweekly basis, and we came up with the following recommendation. Let me see. Let me just check in to see if people had got my email from a few minutes ago, maybe like half an hour ago or so. Just checking. Did people get my email? Not sure. Let me see. So I'm just pulling it up here myself. Keep it going out.
I got it. This is Chris.
You got it?
Got it.
Okay, cool. Great. Let me see. For some reason, why am I having trouble? I apologize. Having trouble. Okay, here we go. All right. Sorry. The subject line should have read something else. My apologies, but it's a short motion. I'll read it quickly. The 2020 PNB Programming Committee strongly recommends to the PNB to recommend to the IED to recommend to Pacifica programmers, program directors, interim program directors, GMs, interim GMs, that programmers obtain a free account to audiocord.org for sharing their shows and selecting show content from over 200 stations presently found in PacificaNetwork.org. The LSBs should also be informed. That motion passed during our last meeting. And so I'm wondering if we want to take it up.
What's on the floor?
Excuse me, recording secretary here. I am not on your distribution list, and I was not able to type as fast as you were talking. So
Certainly.
You please email that to me? I am at F as in Frank.
I just emailed it to you. It's Grace. I'll forward it to you.
Okay, thank
you. Don't give your email on a public...
And Paulina, can you email it to me as well? This is Lydia.
I believe I did, Lydia.
Okay, thank you.
I just emailed it to Marianne, if you mind.
Chair, point of personal privilege. I got an email that the stream is dead.
Okay.
Isn't dead right now. The stream the stream was dead for the 2 minutes that we took as a break, and it shouldn't be. It should be doing fine now, as a matter of fact. So, Lawrence, let me double check. But I got an email at 8:01 saying that the stream is back on, which is exactly what it should have been. So, yeah, it looks like we're still streaming.
Let's move on. Are there any objections to this motion from the programming committee? Okay, the motion passes.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I have a request for information from the IED.
You have a what is your request for information, Lawrence?
Is this course neutral, Lydia, or is this
You have to ask. Paulina, I haven't seen the motion. I couldn't hear what she said. I couldn't hear. It's too static.
Yeah. Lawrence, what was your question?
My question was whether it was neutral. In other words, does it cost anything to provide a free account to AudioPort?
Oh, cost neutral. It's absolutely cost neutral. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Let me explain just what we just approved, Mr. Chair, if I may, if you indulge me for 30 seconds, very briefly.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's just a recommendation that all programmers across the network get a free AudioPort account to post their shows to said account so that promote the sharing of our content across the network. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Then let's move on. The next report is from the Strategic Planning Committee. I'll make it very brief. The Strategic Planning Committee met last week. We discussed a strategic plan. We agreed to create a working group to fill in the details of a kind of a template that Grace Aaron presented for a strategic plan. We did meet, and we are going to meet again present an updated version of the strategic plan at the next meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee, which is coming up this Monday, and after hopefully that strategic plan will get the blessings of the Strategic Planning Committee, and then we will pass it on to the full board. So that's the report. Okay, next is a report from the Ad Hoc Loan Committee. Dwayne, that would be you, I think. Dwayne? Are you on the call?
He's still showing up in Maestro.
Might be muted.
Okay. Is there anybody else from that committee that wants report?
He's on my line. And Dwayne, are you there? I don't see him on my line. So do you want me to do the report? I am a member, or Nancy could do it. Why don't you do it, Nancy?
I did a report last meeting. And, I mean, I don't have anything else. I don't think we have anything else since the last time we reported. We did a report at a previous meeting last month.
Okay, so the H is something that was carried over, Nancy?
Yeah, but that's about where we ended. I think was with the loan committee. I was in the middle of giving a report, I think, and we got it was like around midnight, and we had to end. So I don't think we have anything new since then.
Okay.
Chair, this is Chris Corey. May I be recognized?
Yes, Chris.
I just want to ask the other members of this committee, did we request the extension that's listed on the agenda?
I believe we did, yeah.
No,
okay.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either.
There's a motion that came out of the committee in regards to what Chris is talking about.
Well, yeah. I thought that what, yeah, I know, but I thought what we ended up discussing was that we didn't need to extend it because we've made our report. We were basically supposed to make our report within 45 days. That was the original motion. And we're not disbanded at all. We can keep going. We're going to give, you know, another report after our next meeting. That's what I understood from the last meeting.
I think we should honor the spirit of the motion and just put it forward that we're requesting an extra 45 days. I think that would extend us to the end of January.
Okay, so does somebody want to read this motion?
So the motion reads...
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, the motion reads, one, that we move that the Loan Repayment Committee final report date... the Loan Repayment Committee final report date out another 45 days going to the loan extension, which, as I just mentioned, puts it at the end of January. And I think that's the extent of the motion. Oh, no, there's something here also about there's a second motion. Oh, it's a second motion. So that's the first motion.
That's not a motion. That's a key point.
Okay.
It would be a violation of our bylaws.
This sounds. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Chair.
One.
Sorry.
So the motion is that we move the loan report date out another 45 days, owing to the loan extension. Marianne, do you have that language?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion? Okay, motion is adopted.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Development report, that would be Nancy.
Okay. Development Committee, Development Task Force, has been meeting once a month since June 24th with a mandate from the PNB to increase Pacifica's income and receivership, and we had one extra meeting in July. The members include individuals who are members of WBAI, WPFW, KPFT, KPFA, and KPFK, Nancy Sorden, Michael Adler, Michael Novick, Bruce Grief, Rosalie Hoffman, Sandra Rollins, Tom Vorey, Steve Kaiser, and Eric Jacobson. So we are developing protocols for finding, contacting, and cultivating appropriate potential big donors, individuals, and foundations who we possibly decide may make a significant no-strings-attached donation to Pacifica. We've been sharing fundraising training opportunities, and some of us have been attending those trainings. We have been forwarding each other and passing on information to our stations, fundraising how-tos, and identifying fundraising opportunities. We are working on a letter to solicit fundraising experts that would work pro bono to help us develop effective fundraising campaigns and also maybe planned giving projects. And we are setting up processes to collaboratively write and edit documents for fundraising, grant applications, and spreadsheets to track fundraising efforts and action steps taken. And
you know, so that we will avoid contacting, you know, avoid duplicating efforts like those that resulted in the duplication of the PPP and the EIDL loans. And then we're looking at, we are looking at ways to promote Pacifica more, such as writing articles for publication and adding promotional information to our website and to social media avenues that will remind people why we're here, to give them more incentive to donate to Pacifica. And we've got, you know, several projects that people on the committee are individually working on in the, all those areas. And so far, we haven't raised any money, but we're working on plans, you know, mechanisms to do so.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Yes. Chairperson Steiber. This is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Hi. Just can anyone join this task force?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, returning back to the board, it's been somewhat new on how one can fully participate. So, yeah, that's an area. I do fund development for a living, and I would like to participate.
Fantastic. Okay. I'll email you how to join the next meeting.
Okay.
Next
right.
meeting
Thank
is
going to
be the next meeting will be the 21st of December.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. I didn't know how one would participate. I mean, this is like new to me again. Okay, great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we have one more report, and that's from the COVID-19 Task Force. That's Polina.
Yes. I will not report anything at this time because the task force will be meeting on Monday. Once we have met, I will have more information to report to the board.
Okay. Then we're done with the committee reports. The next item is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business that we have? I'm not aware of any.
Chair, yes, we do. I'd be recognized, Lawrence.
What is it?
So there's a director's seat that has to be taken on the governance committee, and I'm from KPFA. Because due to the resignation of the previous member, so I'm hoping that we can see somebody tonight without an election. And I believe Tom Voorhees does volunteer.
Okay. I mean, if there's no challenge to Tom Voorhees' nomination, of course, Tom, do you accept the nomination?
For what?
To be on the government committee, replacing our
Yeah, I accept.
Is there any other opportunities for this position? Okay, then. We still have to vote. I'll just ask. Shall we see Tom Voorhees for the 2020 term of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee? Does somebody want to make that motion?
Chair, this is Lawrence.
So moved.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Is that seconded?
No second is needed.
Yeah, Lawrence seconded.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Hold up. No second is needed for nomination.
No second is required. Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Then Tom is seated by acclamation as the KPFA
director representative to the governance committee? I think there's two director representatives, no? Maybe I'm forgetting.
It's one from each station, Chair.
One, okay. All right. Congratulations, Tom. let's move on to new business. And we have a motion from Lyndon Foley. Lyndon, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Yeah, our treasurer at KPFT requested from our management that she get 12 months worth of bank statements, and it's believed that that is within the right of the treasurer of an LSB. And so we haven't heard a word, and so I, in my job as representing KPFT, I brought this up and asked it to be put on the agenda. And I came across, well, I was sent something, actually by, all of you were sent something by Lydia Brazan on October 8th, and it's the list of PNB policies adopted March 24th through December 2006, or March 2004 through December 2006. And part of it is has a section that talks about reaffirming the information access rights of LSB treasurers. And I sent that out to all of y'all a little while, you know, a few days ago. And that's the basis for my motion that we get that the PNB asked Lydia compel the management of KPFT to fulfill this request. So it's, and now it's something that we need to affirm that the treasurer can do this. Otherwise, I think the treasurer's position is totally has no value. We may as well do away with it. If we don't back our treasurer on something like this. And each one of you at each station can go back and tell your treasurer that, no, you can't do anything. You can't ask any questions. You're useless. So that's what I think is at stake with this motion. Thank you.
Chair, request for information.
And this is Lydia, if I may, after the request for information.
Chair, I got a request for information to Director Foley.
What is your question? You may address the question to me.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. And I appreciate that admonishment. That is the process. That's a good decorum. In regards to our director has director's rights inspections, director inspection rights. I'm just wondering if any one of the directors from KPFT requested a director's inspection and requested the request that this motion reflects.
Okay, I don't believe that this is not really germane to this motion. This is a question of whether the treasurer, who's not a director, has a right to this information. I think it's pretty obvious that the treasurer does have that right. I'm not quite sure why we even need a motion into that effect, but anyway, we have a motion on the floor.
Well, wait, this is Lydia, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Lydia, go ahead.
I already addressed this earlier in the meeting when Mr. Foley thought that we wouldn't get to this agenda item. I said I already requested the copies from the business manager who is working on that now and will send it to me, and it will get to Mr. Foley.
Yes. Nevertheless, we still have the motion on the floor. So, are there any objections to this?
But doesn't that render it moot? How can you direct me to do something I've already done?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Tatum. Can you help me out here? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I do object, Chair, Mr. Thorne.
something.
But anyway, if Lydia says that she will do it, that's fine. But where is it on the record? Where is it on the record that she's going to do this?
All right. So this motion is for the record.
Yeah, because people can say they're going to do anything.
No, but I already did it. If this is directing me, not directing the businessman, it's directing me, and I've already done it. So at least amend it to say the IED has already done so.
I think Lydia has a point, actually.
Is it anywhere in the record that someone asked her to do this?
It was discussed. It was the meeting.
It's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Agenda is the record.
This is Paulina for the staff.
Hold on. Let me ask the maker of the motion. Mr. Foley, do you agree that this motion is moot at this point?
For one thing, Mr. Tatum, I believe, asked a question if anybody had asked this publicly or something. I do believe I sent out a email to the entire PNB a few days ago, saying that this had not been complied with, or asking, are we going to get the Lydia to comply with this? So I don't know if that's on the record or not.
Mr. Chair,
I think Lydia does have a point in that my motion is asking her to do something which she has already done
at 3:30.
So, right, okay. So, but. I could amend to say something like this is to reflect the fact that the management of the station is required to comply with the request of the treasurer of the LSV.
Okay, this is Grace. I have an amendment.
Hold on. Okay. So I'll put you on the stack, Grace. Go ahead.
Okay, I just would like to add to the end of this motion and follow up until KPFG management complies, because although Lydia directed management of KPFG to provide the requested bank statements, it's not a fait accompli until they comply. And this would direct the IED to follow up until follow up until KPFG management complies.
Excuse my interruption.
Okay.
Could you please repeat your amendment so that I can type it?
Hold on.
I will email.
It just occurred to me, did Mr. Foley's motion receive a second?
By assumption, assume second.
Okay.
If it didn't, Jan Goodman seconded
it.
So we have an amendment to the motion. Anybody want to second the amendment?
I second it. This is Lyndon.
Okay. anybody want to speak to this amendment? Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. The amendment is approved. Have to vote on the motion amended. Marion, do you have the motion amended?
Let me download quickly and see if I do in fact have it now.
Okay.
I am not seeing, let's see, I just replaced position ones with abbreviations. No, this is not making sense.
Mrs. Chair,
Marianne, here's another one. Okay, amendment to Lyndon's motion. Here it is. Add to the and follow up until KPFT management complies. Okay, let's see. And follow up until KPFT management complies. Got it.
Okay, so are there any objections to the motion as amended? Okay, the motion as amended is approved. There is no further business in open session. I don't think we have time for closed session because it's 9 minutes to midnight on the East Coast. So I think we need a motion to adjourn.
Tom has one very short item.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, this is for Lydia. Lydia, I have been working with John Almuth in relation to renewing our station FCC licenses. The both of us would like to know when we could meet with you to cover a number of details in relation to that.
Okay, just be sure to email me. I have a series of meetings, including the union negotiations, as I mentioned, but I have a whole bunch of other calls. It's easier to meet with me if you're... Are you all on the West Coast? It's a time differential that screws me up.
Yeah, no, John's on the East Coast, and I'm on the West Coast.
John O'Malley?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Oh, he stays up late. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. The end of the day is best for me. So we'll just email me and we'll set up a time. Have John. John knows how to get a hold of me.
Okay. We need a...
Thank you.
Offline.
Okay. Doesn't require a motion. Thank you so much. Okay. Signing off, I think.
We need a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any objections? Good night, everybody.